You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
How are you feeling? Oh, the energy coming off the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere, the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere. Oh, I don't know about you guys, but the energy, the downloads, the light on sleep, the astral travel, it's all happening. And this also is the way the universe is, whether we are in the southern or the northern hemisphere. And it's great to take our cues from the different planetary situations that happen and how our planets align, what goes on astrologically, because we do feel that we're all the same frequency. I've felt and I've known even with my clients this week, the downloads that are coming through, and they've been saying to me, I don't know why I'm getting this when I wake up, or this feeling, or I've had this dream about. But when you have this dream about whatever it may be, it's to sit in quiet contemplation, even maybe having a notepad handy to write it down. But sometimes it's not about the dream, but how am I actually feeling? How is my energy? And yes, you know what we do. We come back to our energy. We come back to check in with ourselves, because that's what we do as humans here, having our lovely soulful life, is check back in and to ask. This is a time now to really listen and feel into the validations, the insights, the inkling, the tiny voices that you are receiving. Check in and ask, is this meant for me now? If you see the signs, if you see the synchronicities, checking in, because at the moment the astral, the voices, everything that's coming in, though they're yours to stand up and actually listen, take it in. Don't just dismiss it. And that's my little gift for you today, is don't dismiss what your soul, what the universe, what's aligning, what am I missing, what am I being told. It's all about you. So come back to yourself. The more that you come back in and check the soul, the more tranquil that you're going to feel. And I just love that for you guys. Hello, Keith. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
You're going good. Vicksburg,
yeah,
USA.
Yeah.
It's nighttime there for you. Sorry? Would you like connection today with yourself, with spirit, with someone passed over? What brought you to the call today, Keith?
I would like to hear from my grandma and my dad.
Your grandma and your dad?
Yeah, my grandma and dad, yeah.
Yep. I was just connecting in to see what we get here. Was your grandmother a smaller person, but with a large energy?
Yes, I feel
this lady that's coming through. She's quite petite. She's quite small, but her energy is quite expansive. She has a lot of freedom around her, which I love about her.
Yeah.
Anything to do with Sesame Street or Big Bird, just out of curiosity, because I'm looking at it.
I used to watch that as a kid.
Oh, and you might have watched it with her, did you? Did you watch it with her?
Yeah, I did. Yes, ma'am.
Did she play a lot of games with you, like taking the dice and rolling the dice? Did she play games with you? I would have said card games.
She played Connect Four with me when I was... she played Connect Four with me. And she tried to teach me how to play cards, but I never learned.
Right, because I was going to say, I'm shaking the dice and it looks like they're going through and I can hear them. But then I would have said card games, but I kept coming back to like the dice and the noise. So the noise could be the Connect Four, the dice could be the dice. Her playtime was her time, she's saying, and she loves that you still have such a beautiful energy too. Oh, cute.
Okay.
Have you got squeezy cheeks, like cheeks that you'd like to squeeze? Because she's coming around my cheeks.
She squeezed my cheeks. She still doing that, huh?
Yes, that's what she's showing me. She's going like this. So that's beautiful. She's saying to me, do you get a little bit wobbly on your feet now and then, or did she get a little bit wobbly because she's going, a little bit lightheaded?
Yeah, I do this sometimes.
You do that? Yeah. Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I do it sometimes. Huh?
Yeah. Do you have a doll? She's showing me a doll.
A dog? I got a dog that's in spirit.
Beautiful.
I got one that's in spirit. I got one in spirit named Smokey.
Oh, Smokey. Hello, Smokey. How are you? And do you also have... Is he grey, Smokey? No. What color is Smokey?
He's a Rottweiler.
Dark
skin and brown.
No, I love
dark skin and brown.
She's showing me a doll. Do you have a doll or do you have her doll? Not a doll, but doll.
I have a Winnie the Pooh. I got a Winnie the Pooh doll.
A Winnie the Pooh doll. Beautiful, because she's just showing me the doll, and she asked me to say doll,
it's like a because when bear. I, it's like a teddy bear.
Yeah, cool. That's lovely. I see your dad whispers a lot. Oh, sorry, probably not whispers. Your dad's very quiet. Was your dad quiet?
Yeah.
Did he used to talk quiet to make you concentrate?
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah. He's coming through and he has a humongous grin. He's coming in and he's sending, he's got the energy, like the love energy coming in around you, Keith. I love that. Are you a little bit squishy around your tummy? Can he squish cuddle you into around your tummy?
Okay.
Yeah. A little bit soft, he's saying there. Oh, what are the...
That's cool.
Sorry?
I said that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. He's actually showing me some birds, blackbirds to be correct. You like the birds, don't you? Yeah. So when the birds come along and... When the birds come along, you can often think of them flying and being free because you like to be free, don't you? You're a person that's hard to be kept down. Your imagination, it just goes, oh, drifting away. Your mum.
Yeah, what, I see feathers too.
Sorry?
Hello? Yeah, your mum. See feathers sometimes too. Yeah, my mom's here.
Yeah. And she likes the birds.
She's. Yeah, you know, she's still alive though.
No, I know, but he's showing me, your dad's showing me your mum. She likes the birds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. She likes being outside a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. He's telling me to tell you to eat more. What aren't you eating? Why do you need to eat? Well, Keith, what have you been up to? Do you eat the wrong things?
I've been on this weight loss thing. I haven't been eating as much as I should.
Okay. Well, sometimes we actually need to eat to keep our metabolism going, don't we?
Yeah.
So if you eat a little bit more, Keith, you might find that you'll lose more weight because your body's not thinking it's starving itself. Because it was very plain. He said, eat more. Yeah. And so that's going to work for you. Yeah. Any questions you'd like to ask them?
Is my music career going to work out?
Your mum's career?
Music career.
Yes, I do, but I keep getting the music careers there, but I keep getting a lot of freedom around it. Something about the freedom of the music career. So the music career will give more freedom because of the money that will come through. So that's going to be good.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know.
It is good to know, and I'm getting to keep expanding your thoughts, and feeling it like it's happening now. Keep lifting up your energy.
Okay.
Have a beautiful belief in you because they're just giving you so much love and support. And when you're dreaming, know that they're around and they're whispering all the sweet nothings into your mindset, into your unconscious mind, so that you will feel them when they come. When you wake up, the dreams will come to you and you'll have lots of lovely new ideas, Keith. Do you hum? It's about humming. Keep the vibration of humming, like the more that you can do that and sit quiet and hum, the more that you are going to come and connect back to your soulful self, the more that all the abundance and the love is coming in. You're such a beautiful, beautiful man. There is so much love around you. They're giving you hugest big hugs and a big tickle in the ribs, and I've got a squeeze also of the cheeks. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel you've been moving around, embracing that, and just feel how lovely it feels for you to know your loved ones are there. And just loving you and just wishing you so much love and excitement and adventure.